watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Kedah Menteri Besar Mohamad Sanusi Mohamad Noor was recently quoted as saying that the past Pakatan Harapan government had left his administration with claims amounting to 1.5 billion ringgit from 40 logging companies which were given rights to log in the Ulu Muda Forest Reserve area. Or, according to Mohamad Sanusi, in lieu of payments, the logging companies would have to be given replacement forest areas to log in. Now, the forest reserves of Ulu Muda and its surrounding area, known as the Greater Ulu Muda Forest, are an important catchment area, water catchment area. Now, the forest serves the water needs of over 4 million people in Perlis, Kedah and Penang. Now, how do we think through the question of who pays for environmental protection? Joining us on the line now to discuss this, we have Meenakshi Raman, President of Friends of the Earth Malaysia. Meena, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, there seems to be competing claims being made over the necessity of resuming logging in Kedah. Meena, what do you understand to be the crux of the issue?
Well, I think what obviously is happening is the issue about the loggers, the concession holders who were given licenses before the previous government actually took the decision to withdraw or not allow or halt temporarily these concessions from going ahead in the Ulu Muda Forest Reserve. I think there was a huge realization, at least in the past, that we have to start looking at water catchment forests, biodiversity protection, we have to address climate change. And so all these concerns are very important, particularly because these water catchment forests serve the rice bowl of Kedah as well, the important Muda agricultural project there, which is the rice bowl of this country. So I think there was a realization that we can't go on depending on logging concessions for revenues. And so there was an assessment about the fact that the Ulu Muda forest reserves are important. They have to be gazetted and protected. And so that's what happened. And I think the consequence of that, of course, is the implication for the concession holders who were given contracts either by the previous the past government or the BN government before that. So I think that's what we are dealing with. And so the issue has come up now with the new government, new Menteri Besar there, who now says that we will have to compensate these loggers either through replacement forests or we will have to give them some kind of money. So this is the controversy, and we are right in the middle of it.
Meena, what do you think? I mean, is the position that the current Menteri Besar of Kedah takes that by, in fact, stopping these concessions, withdrawing them, that the state is liable for these claims? I mean, is that, on the face of it, really, is that the truth? I mean, is that exposure to legal claims, in fact, correct?
Well, from what we have read about what the previous Menteri Besar has said, what he has been saying is that they were actually discussions that were held, that has been held with the concession holders. And this is the first time we are hearing about this $1.5 billion claim. I don't think any of these claims have come to court yet. So they are just basically assertions by the logging companies that they have rights. They've yet to go to court as far as I understand. And what exactly is the number? Is it $1 billion? Is it $1.5 billion? Is it $40,000 per hectare? All these is actually claims that have to be validated and verified. So we don't know as a fact. But I think the issue really is a concern by the present government about likely legal suits that may happen in court.
Okay. Meena, whose duty is it to ensure that water catchment areas are protected? Whose legal duty is it?
Well, the legal duty, of course, is the state. I think we are dealing with a huge problem here in terms of balancing commercial and economic interests with the interests of water catchments and biodiversity protection and addressing climate change concerns. I mean, it's the issue about environment versus commercial activities. I think the world has recognized, I think these licenses were issued at a time when the value of the forests were not appreciated enough. In fact, Malaysia is a party to the Convention of Biological Diversity. It's a party to the Paris Agreement. Now, these international agreements have an obligation that the states, what I mean the country, with the help of the states, the federal government, with the help of the states, has to implement, which actually means that they have to protect the water resources, because otherwise we will be facing a massive water crisis. In fact, before the COVID broke out, we already had droughts in Qatar. There were calls by the farmers to say, look, we're not able to plant rice anymore. And in fact, even in Penang, there was a long drought and we had a water crisis, which still is continuing today. So the obligation of the government to actually protect water catchment forests is so vital.
Right. But, Mina, the question is, at the end of the day, because we're a federal system, right, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that in the past, the federal government had promised Qatar that it would compensate Qatar if it protected that water catchment area, but actually then failed to deliver on its promise, and Qatar resumed, selective exploitation of the Ulu Muda region. What do you understand about this, and also the question of the shared burden that Penang and Perlis might take on in order helping Qatar achieve this particular goal?
I think there have been over the years there's been a lot of discussions, but of course there have been change of governments off and on in Qatar, as you know, and the federal government as well. I think one of the last government actually apparently was in the midst of recognizing the fact that there should be more resources coming to Qatar. I think there is a legitimate claim by the states, which have rich forests, to say that you can't just expect us to rely on the normal grants that come from the federal government, that we do need to compensate for keeping, for the larger public good, actually. So there is a legitimate reason for them in asking for compensation. And I think that this is where the international funds are important. Right. We have the Global Environment Facility, we have the Green Climate Fund, we have the Adaptation Fund. Now, all these funds were created under the Convention on Biological Diversity and under the Convention on Climate Change.
Okay. So Mina, sorry to interrupt you. you've made that argument, you've made that proposal, you've said before that Malaysia should be looking to secure the international funds available for forest protection and conservation. But Mina, access to these funds come with certain requirements, come with certain commitments. Is Malaysia well positioned for that?
Of course it is. I think, we've got a lot of experience with the Green Climate Fund, for instance. We can access these funds. What we need to do is to go through accredited entities. They're not insurmountable, but they definitely are resources which are available. I think what we have not done is explore that, these options effectively as yet, from what I understand. I think there's an opportunity here, and we must tap. I know that Vietnam has tapped into such resources, the Philippines, the Indonesians, they've all gone to these funding agencies for these resources, and I think the time has come for us to really expedite this.
Mina, a quick answer for you from you. You out there in Penang, do you think the Penang, the people of Penang, should also be contributing to saving the forests of Qatar?
Certainly. I do think that we can no longer have a free ride. I think that the water rates can be raised, especially for the high-end users. I do think that we have an obligation to protect the water catchment forests. These are vital to us. So I don't see consumers have to change their attitude, especially the high-end user. Right. We do need to recognize that we need to pay for some of these services. We cannot get a free ride.
Mina, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening. It's been a pleasure. Now, stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.